In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good Monday morning. Got so much to cover this morning, so much going on in the community this week with the county fair. The pageants will be tomorrow night out at Foss Hall to crown Miss Crittenden County Fair. And tomorrow at 2 p.m., there will be a dedication service out at the county office complex, renaming the U.S. 641 section between Marion and Fredonia for Mike Cherry. And we're going to right now visit with someone who remembers Mike Cherry, the late Mike Cherry, very well. And we'll talk a little bit about his influence on getting this highway built between Marion and Fredonia. So I have with me former Marion Mayor Mickey Alexander, and of course, Mickey, you were the mayor for what, 20 some odd years in Marion, and during that period, Mike Cherry was the state representative for this district, much of a good portion of that time anyway. And of course, he's going to be recognized, the highway, the new U.S. 641 between Marion and Fredonia. It's going to be formally named for him in a ceremony tomorrow. And just reflect on what you recall about the late Mike Cherry and his support and what he did certainly for this road and anything else he did for Marion and Crittenden County.
Well, Chris, my first memory, Mike came to my office to see me when he was running for that seat. And he wanted me to go around town with him and introduce him to some people. And so we did that. And he always seemed to take a genuine interest in everything that was going on. And sometimes we had to have a party spat, you know, between the Democrats and the Republicans. But we always got along just great. And
you know, let me inject something real quick, if you don't mind. Of course, Mike Cherry was a Democrat. Crittenden County's largely been a Republican a county, or certainly in the past, I don't know, 25 years or so, very much so a majority Republican county. But it never seemed to get in the way too much. But when
it didn't. He just because he lived close by, he always took a genuine interest in everything that was going on in the area. And he was, agree or not, he was always approachable. He was always willing to speak. And so, yeah, we had a good relationship. And I remember the first time that we had a meeting with the governor about 641, both Mike and Paul Heron were there. And so Paul Heron helped us as well. But of course, Mike carried that torch for many, many years and finally got it started.
Do you recall when that, I guess, conversation or discussion, when this idea was hatched about, you know, of course, it was early on, it was going to be a four lane, and then it got reduced to what we have now, a super two lane. But, I remember personally back in the early 90s when I first started writing news, when I came back to Crittenden County, it was discussed then, early 90s.
Yes, sir, it was. My memory is fading, and I couldn't tell you the exact dates or anything, but it was a long time ago. And another person that I think deserves credit, even if it's not named for him, is Pippi Harden, because he really worked hard and tirelessly on that road. His favorite saying was, "It's not a matter Let's see, how'd that go? It's not like life or death. He says it's more important
More,
than
yeah, of course. Before Pippi, I remember it being discussed when John May was the county judge, but
That's right.
Pippi, as you say, Pippi's the one that I think he kind of put it on his shoulder and took off with it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and got it. And really, I don't. He didn't get it across the finish line, but he did get it far enough that it got started. I think it was actually open when Perry Newcomb has been county judge. I think 2018, I believe, or maybe a little.
And we certainly want to give credit to John May. I'm glad you raised that because he was the judge that was with us in that initial meeting up there. And so, I mean, that's the great thing about it. We've had local and regional cooperation right from the get-go.
And
So it took a long time to get it done, but we certainly had plenty of local support for it.
I do know there was some discussion about this road being named for Cherry and not for Pippi because of Pippi's involvement in it. Of course, it does span two counties, and that it goes over into Caldwell County very slightly at this point, but it's going to go on through. But th there was some discussion about that. Of course, they named the road out in the industrial park north, Pippi Hardin Boulevard. So I think people said, all right, well, Pippi kind of got his due on that, but still, he was very instrumental in getting this road built. And then now, some movement is underway. Letters have been sent where they're going to start procuring the right of way for the final leg of this. So maybe we'll live to see it, Mickey.
That'd be great.
I was beginning to wonder.
Yeah, it's a great feeling when you get on that portion that is complete, even if it's not four lane, which obviously we would all preferred. It's still just so much better drive than the old road was, and especially for all the heavy trucks and so forth on it. And that's all the more reason that the other end of it needs to be built, is because there's wrecks on 641 over in Lyon County and Caldwell County almost every day.
Yeah, they are very frequent, and I know this road has been a sore spot for a lot of the landowners, particularly those down in that final stretch of it, over in the edge of Caldwell and Lyon, and I think some of them feel like this has just been a road to get Marion to the interstate, so to speak. You hear a lot of that, and like you said, it's a safety issue. It's progress. It opens up this lake corridor. We have so many people, so many Southern Indiana people go down to the lakes area. In fact, you go down around Catawba Harbor and all those places. I'd say probably a solid 50% of the people I encounter are from Southern Indiana. So this just really opens that corridor up more and makes for safer travel.
Sure does.
Yeah. Well, Mickey, I appreciate it, and I know you're planning on being out at 2 p.m. At the county office complex, and I know there's going to be maybe a speaker or two out there, and it's open to the public, so maybe we'll have some nice fellowship and conversation about the late Mike Cherry. Thank you for your time
Yeah,
today.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Well, I want to bring you a little segment from Livingston County now. County Judge Executive Michael Williams has a little report about an ordinance that the fiscal court is looking to implement to protect the residents in the cases of these large industrial scale solar farms, like the one we've got currently between Marion and, or excuse me, between Fredonia and Eddyville. Apparently, there's a company looking to put one in down in Livingston County. I have more about this in the Crittenden Press later this week, but I want to bring you a report from the county judge down in Smithland.
These are the bigger solar farms. When I say big, this ain't just residential, put some solar panels on your roof or a couple of them in your front yard. These span out over hundreds of acres. And this ordinance is just provides some guidelines and some restrictions. We're not necessarily trying to choke them out or prevent them from coming. Regardless of what your thought is about solar power, these farms are massive and they're on private property. So at what point does the fiscal court have over what somebody can and cannot do with their own private property? We can do a pretty good amount, but this isn't to choke out and to prevent the solar farms from being installed. Is to also help protect A, the environment, and B, the property owners that are next to where this farm would be. So that's what we did. One of the biggest restrictions or restraints or arguments that that has been across the Commonwealth on solar farms are the setbacks. And what that is, that's the distance it can be from the highway, that, you know, how close they can be to the highway and how close they can be to another piece of property, how close they can be to a house, a church, a school. And we, the court, can set those distances at different for each piece of property. We can say 500 feet from a road, 500 feet from a property line, 2,000 feet from a house or a school or any other residential building. So we set 1,000 for road and property line and 2,000 for residential, house or church or whatever it is for just this first reading. But the court is pretty split on this. On one side, it's don't restrict them any at all. And on the other side, restrict them to 2,000 feet all the way around for everything. So as far as the setbacks, right now they have to put a very tall, I think a 6-foot fence and plant evergreens all the way around it, staggered to where you can see it blocks up to 90% of the visibility of the solar farm. So when you're driving by, you probably will never see it. Where these are going, you will probably never see it anyway, if they even go at all.
Again, we'll have more details on what's going on down in Livingston County with this solar situation. And I want to remind everyone again, this is Crittenden County Fair Week. The Lions Club has all sorts of activities going on. This is kind of the highlight week. It started last week with some events, but things going on out at the fairgrounds all week long. Starts with the beauty pageants will be tomorrow night at Foes Hall. The 4-H breakfast and Hall of Fame induction for the Ag Hall of Fame. And we'll have an announcement on that in the Crittenden Press. We'll unveil this week's in this week's paper, unveil the person that will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. So you want to grab that. 4-H Fun Night is also going to be on Friday. The car show will be Saturday morning, and then the Demolition Derby on Saturday night. Again, all these activities, other than the pageant, will be out at the Crittenden County Fairgrounds. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.